Dave, I'd like to say a few words. I'd like to explain the scale on the mandolin. There's a scale in every key, which is 7, I reckon. And one can get a lot out of the scale if you just know where the scale is on your mandolin, such as the scale of G. Backwards. You can play it fast and I don't think I can play it backwards. You played it fast, you played it slow. Can you play it in between? Thank you. Or the scale of C. Well, anyway, there's a scale on every chord for the mandolin. And then there's 7 chords. It's like on everything else, right?
Another thing you might say about the mandolin is that some things, let's say, you may do in the key of G, you can find that you can adapt them to, say, the key of C or the key of D, because this tuning is constructed so that we can learn one lick, say, and you can play it in, that was in G, and you can play it in D, or an A. And you only have to learn one lick, and then you can automatically play the 3 different keys. If you want to play it in E,
you, I don't like.
There's always a smart alligator.
Every time. Well, some folks like hornpipes. So, listen, you like to play a hornpipe for me?
Well, I think I know about one hornpipe.
I know about one and a half.
Is that a fish or something?
Yeah, we can play.